Through it all, we have been supported by the most passionate fan base in the country. These great fans deserve teams that make them proud. It will not be easy, but we will succeed.
Remember the past, but look forward and don't look back.
Now from the studios of Fox Sports Knoxville, this is 3 and Out with Nate Hodges and Houston Kress. Many imitators, no duplicators. Fan Run Radio.
Yeah, I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride till I can't no more. I'm gonna take my horse through the old town road. I'm gonna ride.
It starts with everybody that touches the University of Tennessee.
And that'll do it. Tennessee is going to snap their 11-game conference losing streak.
We got to get better. And everybody, do your job, and it's that simple.
And it is over, and number one goes down. Tennessee comes back to knock off the unbeaten Zags, 76-73.
I'm going to tell you what my expectations are. My expectations is to win every game we play.
I want 100% locked in. You got it?
We can dance if we want to. We can leave your friends behind. Cause your friends don't dance, and if they don't dance, well, that no plans of mine. Say, we can go where we want to, place where they will never find. And we can act like we come from out of this world, leave the real one far behind. And we can dance. Oh, we can go when we want to, night is young and so am I. And we can dress real neat from our hearts to our feet and surprise them with a victory cry. Say, we can act if we want to.
We'll do it live.
We are off to a just fabulous start here in the In the Breaks podcast.
That reminds me, I got a DM yesterday. Hey, man, do you have the link for the In the Breaks podcast? I keep looking and can't find it. It's really weird that he can't find it.
I know. Time for news and notes music.
It's been looking for years.
It's like Bigfoot.
Yeah.
I think it does exist.
Oh, it exists.
You just can't find it.
Was it North Carolina? There's been a lot of Bigfoot sightings lately.
Really?
But yeah. Mm. People got a lot of time to just look out the window, and Bigfoot probably feels safe.
That's a good point.
No campers, no nothing.
Yeah.
What's our show called?
Our show? This show?
Yeah.
Oh, it's 3 and Out.
Yeah, I cut off your introduction.
Welcome in. No, I'm just kidding. It's 3 and Out right here.
Optimism Thursday.
No, it's not. Not.
No, it's definitely not because Billy
Thursday.
Williford ruined all optimism. I blame Billy.
I don't think that's fair.
All right, you might be right.
I told y'all we weren't going to win it yesterday.
Do you think God affects specific sporting events?
Yeah.
Like, in the moment, like...
He's looking down and says, well, I'll just let him miss this one.
Well, let me walk that back. I think he's obviously capable. I don't know.
Okay.
Yeah.
I feel like Billy yesterday was just kind of like the god of the video game. And he set everything up. People.
And then whatever happens, happens.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah. Tennessee actually had slightly better ratings.
On paper, they did.
He even showed the DNA of his creation.
It was our first road game of the tournament.
Purdue.
Oh. I got that.
Mm-hmm. It was just
look. Bowden fouled out with 5.5 to go, and
it was 81-81 when Bowden
the rest is
out.
History. Yeah,
which means with Bowden in the second half, Tennessee had been smoking Memphis. So there you go.
It was just painful.
Mm-hmm.
To come all the way back from down 14,
and I guess people do blame God when Tennessee loses a heartbreaker sometimes. So maybe it's fair to blame Billy Williford.
Why would God do that to us?
Maybe it is. I don't know.
Yeah, you could blame Jalen Johnson, who shot 3 for 17 in the last three games of the season.
Virtual Jalen Johnson, not the actual kid.
You know, the fact that you even had him on the team after he entered the transfer portal is bogus.
That's what you wanted, Kress.
I tried to take him off.
I said take him off.
Prove that I did that.
My own just... character. I wouldn't lie about
that.
Nah,
man, you're getting old. You've misremembered, clearly. Never should have been there.
You setting up the Don Lewis had Alzheimer's type take?
Starting to challenge my wherewithal, my brain function.
You did forget to intro the show this morning.
That's because you interrupted me. You just started it. You just started
well,
the
then
show.
Well, then I asked you the name of the show, and you said, our show? I'm just worried about
Carol
you.
That's what Carol tried to do, too.
Hmm. Give me a bodyguard around here. Might be on the chopping block.
I don't have any tigers.
Yeah.
Dog.
You feed me to the fish.
Dog. Dog and, yeah, fish. You'd be fish food.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's pretty common. Like, you know, cinder block shoes.
Sleep with the fishes.
All that. Yeah. Mm-hmm. There's a whole.
There's actually a phrase.
Whole yeah. idiom yeah. and everything.
They is would eat you very slow.
Yeah.
But you'd already be dead.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. It is Three and Out. It's live from the Truly Hard Seltzer Studios, a fan run radio. I don't think it's optimism. Anything.
No.
It?
No.
No. In fact, I was awakened to a sports thing that's happening that I didn't even think about until this morning, driving in, listening to the national feed.
Mm-hmm. Which was?
These events, some of them are canceling their event instead of postponing it so they can get the insurance money.
Yeah. I heard that too, and I thought, well, that's one way to go.
Because I feel like the only thing outside of some NFL free agency that happened yesterday, that actually happened yesterday, was Wimbledon announced that they're canceled. Wimbledon is an event that was supposed to be in June.
As did the British Open.
Well, yeah, I didn't hear about that till
this morning.
Yeah. But so across the pond, things in the summer are getting just axed down. And apparently the Open Championship is, like, the reason they didn't push it back is because they have this huge insurance policy and it's better financially to just cancel it.
Yes.
Which we've talked about it. In the first sport you would think could come back would
yes,
be golf.
Golf.
Golf is actually something you're allowed to do right now, even though you're not allowed to
congregate
in any type of group.
One person per cart, my dream. My dream round of golf is just me with some buddies, but I don't have to share a cart with somebody and go look for their ball in the woods.
At the Open, they don't even use carts. They walk.
Well, I know.
You could
stay
understand. 6 feet away.
PGA rules don't
it's
allow
kind
a cart.
Kind of frustrating that these things are already being canceled.
Yeah,
summer.
But they probably make less money off of patrons. And this way, I don't know what the insurance is. I'm sure it's a lucrative amount. Is that Wimbledon as well, or is that just the Open Championship? Claiming insurance.
I just heard it about the Open Championship,
I did too.
But it wouldn't shock me if that's a Wimbledon thing also. Because, I mean, I don't know. The tennis feels different. I mean, golf is very spread out. You're except for certain grandstands at tournaments, like the crowds, I mean, you don't.
A lot of golfers don't even high-five the patrons as they walk through those little cut-throughs.
Mm.
It's just smart. We might have seen the end of the high five anyway.
Think so.
Handshake, high five. They might just be gone now.
I don't know. I think the handshake might live on as like a, hey, you're so important. I'm willing to risk infectious disease to shake your hand.
Well, isn't that what it's meant the whole time?
I've thought so.
Like,
but now it's
I'll touch
mean
your
more.
Hand. You're equal with me.
Right.
I trust you. You trust me.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I'm willing to touch your skin.
Yesterday, I thought it was interesting. I was at a grocery store, and I saw somebody, and hadn't seen this person in a bit, and I went for the dap, and I got it back, but then I looked around, and people were just staring at us like we just went against the biggest social stigma ever.
Just, oh, my
Six
gosh.
6 feet, man. 6 feet.
Might have, you might have changed.
People could have called the police.
You could have air-dapped.
Shoe touch. Just a little click, click.
That feels weird.
No? Okay. Just it was worth a
shot. Somebody gave me the elbow last week. Is the elbow okay? I guess it's not 6 feet.
It's better.
But
it's better. I don't know if it's okay. Say better.
Not be okay once it's in decline. The different levels.
I'm not really sure.
When are you guys going to come around to the...
Five blinks?
Mm-hmm.
It could be dangerous.
You
what if I miss something?
even have to touch.
Feels weird to even do that.
Why is the five blinks better than like a head nod?
You can misinterpret a head nod.
Oh, okay.
You can't misinterpret five blinks.
No.
The stage is set. It is what it is. Yeah. No, I'm not on the five blinks. Not yet. Not yet. Time may tell.
I'm still big on the hat tip without actually wearing a hat. It's like a
wait.
Cheerio.
You're doing the full. Is that? I mean, isn't the hat?
Okay. Well, there's the hat off, kind of like
yeah, that's what Davey's
golfer
doing.
Thing.
Like,
hello,
all the way
thank
off.
You, appreciate it. And then there's the.
Are they both called a hat tip, or is this the hat tip? And what Davey's doing something different.
I think that's the OG hat tip.
I don't know the difference. Sorry.
That one's usually like goes along with the baseball curtain call. You know, take the hat all the way off. It's almost like a Miss Universe wave.
Luckiest man.
You
just the face of the earth.
You just hold the hat out.
We'll look it up. We'll work on that.
All right. Yeah. The removal of the hat. The imaginary hat. I just like the little...
You don't do that.
No.
Yeah, but you like it. Okay.
Yeah.
Just
it's like a fedora. I love the idea of wearing one. Not a good look for me.
You ever do the two-finger salute?
Oh, yeah. Just I don't even know what that really means. I guess maybe a real salute is a little too military. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't think people are just stopping in the middle of the street at one point. Attention.
I mean, some do. Military people do.
Well, yeah.
And they do that.
I like you who have stolen valor.
What are we doing?
I don't know. Greetings. How are we going to greet once this is all?
Because of the
golf. The golf's canceled, even though we can play golf.
Look, they wanted their money. I get it. A lot of people in their same situation would probably do the same thing. It is going to be interesting, though, like these insurance companies, because that's a big one on a lot of these insurance policies is the quote-unquote act of God, bringing you back to God from earlier.
Good tie-in.
Yeah. I'll be very interested to see how this works out. And I also wonder how many big events, I mean, obviously there's insurance for a variety of things regarding a big event. I did not know we may have to cancel it to a pandemic is covered under a certain type of policy. And that's what, like, I could understand, again, if your weather, a variety of other things. But pandemic, it just feels like maybe this one wouldn't be on the list of reasons that you could collect. Again, but what do I know? Clearly, I guess they think it is, so they're going to go ahead and cancel.
Yeah, they usually write the policies pretty broad.
What if everybody quits paying for their insurance from that company and the company has no money to pay you your massive insurance policy?
Then you sue them.
I don't know if that's backed up by...
Does the company have insurance?
With themselves?
Yeah.
Double genius, really.
Keep yourself in business.
Well, it's reinvesting when you think about it.
Yeah.
In the now and the future of the company.
I mean, I do get it. I know there's in the Wimbledon. I read the whole Wimbledon statement. They basically said, hey, you know, we got a lot of stuff we got to start getting done in April for an event that would happen in June, and we can't do those things in April.
Sure.
This isn't so much, they were kind of saying, this isn't so much about the fact that we think this will still be running, you know, at the same levels it is now in June. It's just to get everything ready at the All England Lawn and Tennis Club. I like that name. But to get everything ready, we can't continue to we can't meet the needs of people and keep them safe.
Well, at least this is I guess I'd call it a fair cancellation. This isn't the, oh, yeah, well, we're just trying to make news, so cancel it. This is a, no, we have to kind of start now, and we're not going to be able to do that. There's no way we can have everything ready in time, so we're just going to cancel it. We could postpone it, but if we do that, we don't necessarily get our money back, and I would imagine if you postpone, there's probably some type of drop in the amount of coverage you have on your event in the event of a cancellation. So let's just cancel it. collect the dough, and shoot for 2021.
The Open was set for July 16th through the 19th.
Again, golf feels like it's... it feels like they could run these tournaments if they wanted to. But it's okay. We might get Phil Mickelson and Tom Brady versus Tiger Woods and Peyton Manning. Have you not seen this?
Yeah. Oh. Yeah. That.
What,
no, that
what was
exciting.
It called? Phil versus Tiger the first time? The match?
Maybe. Might have just been Phil versus Tiger. Tiger versus Phil. Probably Tiger versus Phil. You'd put Tiger first, right?
I don't know. You go alphabetical or animals before humans?
I just think Tiger's a better golfer, so.
Mm. Didn't Phil win the one-on-one?
That's not really a one-on-one.
What else would it be?
So one-on-one is not the best way to determine the better of the two?
That's not, it wasn't like a real one-on-one match. That was for fun. You didn't see like.
I think there was like $25 million in the purse, right?
That money don't matter to those guys.
Oh, money don't matter.
Money don't matter.
You think it matters to Tiger?
I mean, I'd say yeah.
Wouldn't buy those Navy SEALs guys
yeah,
lunch.
Yeah, he's like a bad tipper. He probably loves money.
He's the biggest cheapskate billionaire athlete on the
planet. I've heard Jordan's pretty bad, too.
He would rather win like a Masters or even British Open than to win.
Those also have big purses.
Yeah, but it's the mystique of winning something like a tournament like that.
Mm-hmm.
He doesn't care. He didn't. That wasn't the red wearing Tiger. He didn't care.
Did you watch it? Did he wear red?
I think he did, but I don't know actually.
I don't remember hearing much about it after it was over.
Yeah,
everyone said it was pretty bad.
And I'm pretty sure.
Yeah, I don't
remember
watching.
I'm pretty sure it went into overtime, and they hit like a 90-yard shot closest to the pin to see who won.
Oh.
Yeah, it wasn't even.
It was $9 million purse prize fund.
Prize fund.
Yeah. November 23rd, 2018, the Shadow Creek Golf Course in Las Vegas.
Vegas?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
Yeah, I did not.
Oh, yeah, it was pay-per-view. I didn't watch it.
No, it was, yeah, literal pay-per-view.
Yeah, I didn't.
Yeah, I didn't watch it either. I ain't got no time for that.
No, the event was marketed as a pay-per-view by Turner Sports via Bleacher Report Live, but technical issues with the over-the-top distribution of the pay-per-view forced the event to instead be streamed for free. I had forgotten that. It's weird.
I forgot that, too. Did they give everybody their money back?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, that's good. That's good. It's classy.
Yeah.
That's nice. I thought it was going to be because they didn't sell enough of the pay-per-view, I don't know what you'd call it, view passes. And so they realized, yeah, we're not going to make any money for our sponsors and so on, so we probably should just air this free. But call it a streaming issue.
Maybe that happened. I don't even remember watching it.
Oh, I didn't see a single shot from the event. But I would watch Peyton and Tiger versus Brady and Phil.
Yeah?
Well, Peyton and Tiger are kind of friends. I don't know if you remember when he won the Super Bowl with Indy against Chicago. He's walking off the field. I think it was when he was with Indy. Had to be. And Tiger's like there and like pats him on the back as he's coming off. I think they scored a touchdown. So they have a relationship. They're friends. And I don't know if Peyton played, was it the Pro-Am like a month ago?
Pebble Beach.
Yeah, he had a couple. I can actually hit the ball a little bit.
Brady was talking trash about his golf game as well, saying he has more time to practice. Maybe he's talking trash about.
Well, I mean, I guess that's true.
His football game.
Nah, they're buddies. Everyone wants to say they're like, oh, it's Brady. They're like friends. They're pals. I bet Peyton writes some letters and stuff.
Apparently,
big letter guy.
Apparently went to extra hole 19, 20, 21. That's why they had to just end it.
He's doing that thing where like we kind of moved on to the next thing, but he just deep dives into what we talked about.
Yeah.
Well, and it was that night they had to like put extra lights on the green. Like it was a joke at the very end.
Like the Legend of Bagger Vance? Like they rolled some cars in and flashed the lights on the green?
Pretty much.
Hmm.
Travis Cabbage says $25 million buys a lot of Denny's.
It's a Tiger Woods reference. If you don't know it, look it up. I'm not going to explain it. Denny's waitresses.
Mm-hmm. Was there 25 million on there?
Nine.
For the new one, I think.
Oh, or gotcha.
Maybe. I don't know. Or maybe Houston just said might have just 25 been million.
25, nine. What's the difference? It's just a lot of money.
And I'm pretty sure it went somewhere, too. Like to a foundation, right?
It wasn't going to. And then I think everyone was like, wait, you guys are donating this money, right? And both of them were like, oh, yeah. Definitely donating it to a charity, the Phil Mickelson Fund for Phil's gambling habits. You've heard about Phil's gambling habits, right?
Not specifically.
Oh, it's bad.
Seriously?
That,
like, in the middle of PGA rounds, he'll make bets with guys he's playing with, like, bet you 10 grand that I get a birdie here. And they're like, no. All right, 5 grand. And sometimes they'll take it. Like, he gets – people have told stories about, like, practice rounds and stuff, and he actually gets pretty upset. He doesn't want people to know about his his gambling issues.
Mm. Well, they had a bunch
it's
of side
chronicled.
Bets.
It's pretty chronicled. I'm surprised you haven't heard about this.
They had a bunch of side bets in this.
I bet they
were going to charity. The side bets were. This doesn't say the big money was, but maybe it was after the fact, like you said.
I'd like to see Brady and Manning do some side bets.
Some
like
gambling.
Closest to the pin has to give the other one of their Super Bowl rings. And you just get to wear it around.
Peyton would run out very fast.
Not if he's a good golfer, Billy.
he might accrue some.
Yeah, he might. Hell, by the end of the round, he might have more rings than Brady.
It would be fun to put something on the line that's, you know, finite like that.
Like, yeah. Maybe like even cars, who cares, right? But it's something you can't just go out and immediately replace.
Uh-huh.
Peyton's had a lot more opportunities to golf recently.
True.
Do you listen to the show?
Nope.
Mm. Billy had just said that. Because that's the exact joke that Brady made.
Mm-hmm.
He's got a lot more time to practice.
I was...
gosh. I swear to God. Some things never change. You were...
I started a Netflix movie last night. I haven't finished it yet, so I won't give you my synopsis or breakdown or ratings, but it's called Molly's Game. Based on a true story, and it's all about poker and stuff.
Mm. Oh yeah, I've heard. I think I've heard people say it's actually really good. It's a movie.
That's pretty good so far. Okay. Yeah,
it's no rounder, but what are you gonna do?
Well, it's Molly. You remember Jeremy Bloom, the Colorado? Is it the Colorado wide receiver that was also a U.S. ski guy? Big college football story?
No.
A long time ago? Would have been before he did the show.
Okay, yes. And he wanted to make money as an Olympian skier,
yeah,
but couldn't.
Yeah, and also played wide receiver for Colorado.
Okay, yes, yes, I do remember this.
It's his sister.
Okay.
And it's about her setting up these poker games and all this stuff. Anyway, it's funny because she has the line in there that, like, all these guys were just addicted. It reminds me of, because a lot of it were, they were these celebrities coming to play poker and, you know, how addicted these guys were to betting on just anything and everything. That reminds me of Phil. Even in the match with Tiger, he had a $200,000 bet that he would birdie the first hole. Had nothing to do with Tiger. Just, I'm going to birdie the first hole, $200,000. If I don't, it goes to charity. Well, all these bets went to charity, I guess.
I feel like if you're in his situation, you can just say whatever you want. As long as you don't say the charity and get the kids excited or whoever, you just... What was it, Costanza?
From The Office with his kids.
Scott's Tots.
Yeah, Scott's Tots. I couldn't remember the name of the...
Going to give them all scholarships. And instead, he got them...
Batteries.
Computer batteries. Laptop batteries. Big time.
That's roughly the same thing.
Hey, Mr. Scott, what you going to do? What you going to do to make our dreams come true?
Boy, that is really a hard scene to watch. It's played perfectly, but... Just the awkwardness of it.
Yeah, that was rough.
It's like one of those things you just think is never going to come true. Oops.
We'll come back with more.
Do we have more? I think that's actually it. I think we might be.
I know
we might be spent.
If you have something you want us to hit on, just apparently I can't talk anymore about the scheme. People want time to watch it, so they're afraid I was going to spoil it. People skipped hour one of the podcast.
There is a statute of limitations, and you're still within it.
Okay.
When it comes to something newly released, probably need something like that, probably a week.
Okay. Yeah, somebody said give me at least 48 hours. Like, I don't know. be.
Well, you think Thrones came out Thursday a lot of or those, Sundays, and we would do Thrones Thursday. This, so,
well, that's understandable with a fictional movie or story.
Yeah, but people were more in tune with watching that as it came out than something that's just been released. People got a lot of stuff to watch on Netflix, man.
But this is something we already knew a lot of.
That's true.
It's
that's
a
true.
Documentary. I feel like documentaries should
they
have different
They just don't want you to
rules.
Spoil it. That's all.
All right. We'll come back with more of something right here on Fan Run Radio.
Didn't something happen with this guy recently?
He died yesterday.
Oh.
You must already put your headphones on. He said that.
Sorry.
Adam Schlinger. I think it's Schlinger. Is how you pronounce his last name?
Sischlinger.
Founder of Fountains of Wayne. Co-wrote this song. Played guitar and backup vocals for the band.
You heard that song? What's that movie? Was Hanks in it? I don't know, that thing you do or something. You know what I'm talking about? It was like a...
Mm-hmm.
Okay, he wrote that song.
Yeah, he's become
oh, really?
A songwriter.
That
yeah.
thing you do is the song.
Okay, that's the
yeah,
song.
Yeah.
Is that the name of the movie?
Yes.
Okay. I just couldn't remember.
Mm-hmm. So, best Tom Hanks movies, I guess.
Is that where we're going?
No, I'm just kidding.
Castaway.
It's up there.
Toy Story.
That does not count.
Why not?
No, voicing a character does not count as a...
You do realize what profession you're in, right?
Yeah, but acting is not just talking.
All right.
I'm saying I want to see Tom Hanks, Forrest Gump, right? I mean, come on. Castaway. Joe and the Volcano. Big.
Saving Private Ryan.
He was good. There's some great acting in Saving Private Ryan.
It's incredible.
Just great. IMO.
Yeah. I think my favorite scene is when they're out of just the kind of when they're just talking. It's when he's like, they're like, Sarge, how come you never complain? He's like, well, bleak goes up, never goes down. You don't complain down.
Mm.
Like you send, mm-hmm. you send the crap up the food chain, you know, the
you don't want to hear
chain
the,
of command.
Yeah, the boss doesn't complain to the,
right.
the workers.
Mm-hmm.
He tells his boss and so on and so forth.
Yeah, it's just a lot of
that's
good
weird though
because
they always say bleep rolls downhill. So in the military, it's opposite. Only the military defying gravity.
Hmm.
How about that?
Yeah,
it's neat.
Yeah, a lot of people. That movie was like all about the first scenes and how graphic they were when it first came out, and then I think people started appreciating more of the acting throughout.
Mm-hmm.
Like you're saying,
it's a sticky bomb.
Mm. There, yeah, that's good too.
It's in your field manual. Take some axle grease, put a M12, I don't know what it's called, in a sock, stick a fuse in there, throw it, it sticks. It's a sticky bomb. It's a bomb that sticks.
You ever seen Band of Brothers?
Not all of them, but a lot of them.
That's really good.
Too. It was weird to see Ross from Friends as like
he
a man.
Was perfect, though.
He wasn't bad. It was just strange. Some people,
David
once
Schwimmer.
They, yeah, once they're in a role, it's like we talked about it with... Matt LeBlanc, like he was Joey, and then he tried to do all these other things. Like, nah, man, you're still Joey. What was that movie he did with the gorilla that pitched?
Ed.
Ed, was that it? Was that the name? It was just...
You're just throwing that out there. Billy's just guessing.
There was a movie about a monkey named Ed who played baseball. Look it up.
Nah,
First of all, calm down.
Yeah.
Yep, that was it, Ed. See, good job, Billy.
Boom.
He's just Joey. How you doing, Ed? How you doing?
Huh. Well, you should keep working through Band of Brothers then, because the Ross,
I got some time.
The Ross character is only in it for like half of it, I think.
No, I know. He was already out of it by the time I kept kept going. The Green Mile. That was a good one.
That was a good movie.
Top 16.
It wasn't on mine, but people were saying it should. A few people said it should be.
You seen Philadelphia?
A long time ago.
He was really good in Philadelphia.
It's on one of the streaming services right now. I even went by it the other night.
It's on Netflix.
Is it Netflix?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
I watched it not too long ago. Did you see Bridge of Spies?
Yeah.
It was good. Didn't get the pub that I thought maybe it would, but it was good. I guess people don't really like the Cold War stuff anymore. It's kind of boring compared to some of the other stuff that, you know, we've been doing. Did you see Sully?
That was good.
Sully was really good. Apollo 13, obviously, is really, really good.
I actually haven't watched it.
You're lying.
You've never watched Apollo 13?
Not all the way through.
What?
I knew what happened.
But you saw Sully. You knew what happened.
Yeah, but I wasn't the one who picked it. It just happened to come in.
Saving Private
Ryan,
I feel like we kind of knew what was going
to
happen there, right? Kind of?
I mean, sort of. That's a little different.
Wasn't my best. All right, I knew what happened, so I didn't watch it. There are several movies that I do that with. I don't know. It was one I just...
You need to watch Apollo 13. It's just good. And it's got a great cast.
Yeah, it's great.
Gary Sinise. Bill Paxton. Kevin Bacon.
Mm-hmm.
On down the line. Harris.
I think his best performance is Forrest Gump. But it had more range in the move, in the character to do that. You know what I mean? Like it.
I don't
like
know
you
if
have to be more different.
Yeah. Okay.
Like it shows his acting range to do that.
Right. A lot of his movies, he's kind of just Tom Hanks.
Right.
But there are obviously Forrest Gump, The Terminal, where he is a completely different character. Did you ever see? Punchline. It was one of his earlier movies with Sally Field. Actually, it's so funny. It's a really good movie. It was back when he was doing more kind of comedy movies, when he was doing Big,
like
Turner
Big,
and Hooch. Yeah. Like what?
Like Big.
Oh, yeah. Joe and the Volcano.
Yeah, I saw Captain Phillips.
I did not see Captain Phillips. I knew what happened. Just kidding. I heard it was good. I just haven't seen
it. Catch Me If You Can.
He was good in Catch Me If You Can. I feel like that was a Leo movie with Tom Hanks, but it was good.
Now, did you watch the Da Vinci Code and Angels and Demons stuff?
No, never watched that stuff.
I liked the original, the Da Vinci Code, the sequel. Yeah.
JT says Terminal doesn't get enough credit. Did you guys see The Terminal?
No.
I've watched maybe half of it.
I was too young to, I think, appreciate it.
I don't think I've seen it. Surely I have.
Captain Touchback says Toy Story counts. It's not in the top five, but it counts.
The Guardian put out a ranking of his top movies, and Toy Story and all those sequels are number two.
Well, if you're ranking the movie, I would rank Toy Story really high. But if I'm ranking his performances,
right.
not so much. I mean, I'm with you. I think it counts, but you don't get the same... It's like
I'm not
a gymnastics
giving him the same
routine.
Credit for Toy Story that I'm giving him for Saving Private Ryan or Forrest Gump.
It's like a gymnastics routine. It's just the degree of difficulty is not there for Toy Story.
They put this out there to celebrate his recovery, and they say they rounded up his finest performances. So, but the title is the 25 best Tom Hanks films ranked.
Oh, so it's the movies. So that's not his.
That's the title. But then once you look into their reasoning. It's kind of iffy on how they did it, but
I did like
Apollo
him in That Thing You Do.
Was number one, so I guess I do need to watch it.
It was number one.
Yeah.
Yeah, you do need to watch it.
It's good. It's really really good, and a lot of these are good. But that one's I'd say that one's in not the top tip top tier, but the next tier down.
Oh, okay.
And I'd probably have like four or five levels. A League of Their Own. I know you like that movie.
Jimmy Dugan. That's a great character. I wish they had brought that character back for another movie because his character in A League of Their Own is unbelievably funny. That is hilarious Tom Hanks to me. He's a funny guy.
What about...
I totally said this as a joke, and now we really are ranking our favorite Tom
We're
Hanks movie.
We're almost done now. We got football... to get to.
We also have
next.
1,000 other actors we could do this for, too, so it's going to be a good time
That's
waster.
Right.
We should do McConaughey next.
I'd be down.
I know some very underrated Matthew McConaughey films.
There's another Hanks one I was trying to come up with, but anyway, I know. Was he Walt Disney in Saving Mr. Banks? Is that or
that's a movie? I don't know if that's the one where he portrays.
Anyway,
Disney.
Maybe that's a different one. But he's,
did you see Mr. Rogers? Have you seen that one?
I have not seen that. Have
Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood.
Yeah, that was. I was kind of getting to that. Like he's starting to play more. I don't know. He's playing real people from true stories type of thing. Kind of late in his career here, so we'll see that. I did see the Mr. Rogers documentary on HBO, and if you watch Mr. Rogers growing up and you want to watch a great documentary, it's incredible. So it will definitely make you cry if you have a heart.
If you don't, man, I don't feel like crying.
If you don't have a heart, you'll probably still cry. All right, we'll come back. Final segment. We got SEC college football to get into. We got NFL.
Not real SEC college football.
Well, I mean, just
there's some news and notes.
Things are happening.
You got the music fired up for that?
Yeah, find the music, Davey. Okay. We'll hit it. Final segment, hour number one.
The Burbs.
Next. Final segment, hour number one of Three and Out, Thursday edition, right here on Fan Run Radio. It said this as Tennessee, you know, was getting new commitments that, you know, the recruiting machine for college football just continues to move. And I guess I actually wanted to get to kind of Mike Leach and his big new signee here in a minute, but did we talk about the new wide receiver that Tennessee got committed? Not the fast one, but the other in-state kid.
That was a running back, right? The fast running back that committed?
Maybe you are right. I don't know why I thought he was a receiver.
We did get a receiver.
We talked about that the other day, the fast receiver.
We talked about both, I thought.
Okay.
Go continue. We might have new listeners.
Well, it was clicked on the wrong button. Yeah, there was the like 5'11
running back.
Okay. I think the fast guy was the running back.
Yes.
I don't think we talked about the receiver. Maybe we did. But out of the mid-state. It's interesting that these kids, he did his commitment video like on
Zoom.
Yeah, I mean it was weird because he had like a picture in picture with like one of the
recruiting analysts.
Yeah, I don't know, that was strange, but went ahead and did the commitment there. I mean, I guess these guys still
Walker Merrill is who you're talking about, right?
Yeah,
from Brentwood.
Yeah,
yeah, we talked about him.
We did.
Mm-hmm. Briefly.
Remember that at all?
Because I said he's listed. He says he's a 4-star, but he's a 3-star in the composite, and he's a 3-star on 24/7.
So, but he says he's a 4-star.
That's what his bio said on Twitter.
Maybe ESPN. Maybe just round it up.
Could have rounded up.
Just
maybe he's making the projection that. No, you're probably right, because I think it did say also ESPN top 300, which I believe would put him in 4-star status.
Walker Merrill is the 6'1", 178-pound receiver from Brentwood, class of 21, of course. Did have an offer from Auburn, according to his
profile. Auburn, Nebraska, Ole Miss, Penn State,
LSU.
South Carolina. This does not have LSU. I'm not saying it's not true. This one on ESPN does not have that one listed. Virginia Tech. Purdue.
So, 3-star guy.
4-star on ESPN.
I didn't remember us talking about that after he committed. Maybe we talked about him committing that day or something, his decision coming up. Or maybe I just can't remember what we've done and what we haven't. But anyway, Tennessee has, they've been adding to their ranks during even this, it's really a dead period, right? Like, you can't even be the
NCAA. They've extended the dead period through the end of May. So, yes, it is a dead period. So, no visits at all by coaches or players to each other until the end of May, at least. That's just what it's set at now. But, yes, Tennessee, they were 14th the other day. They are now up to 12th nationally. Again, still second in the SEC behind only Florida. Florida having a pretty good little recruiting session, though. They're, I believe, third nationally.
Well, Mike Leach has been known for his unwillingness to do anything crazy in recruiting, to like travel to, you know, states way far away. I wonder if sitting at home, just being on FaceTime, Skype, phone, text messaging, whatever. It's
yeah,
like
we were talking about coaches who are good at that. Do we feel like Mike Leach would be good at FaceTime, Skype, Zoom?
No, but I think it helps his reputation recruit more because the other guys have less opportunity to build a relationship. Leach can just do the thing where he calls them up and says, hey, you want to lead the country in passing? And they're like, yep. And he's like, all right, come here. And they're like, okay, done deal.
No one else is saying that. And it's actually kind of perfect because they don't have to visit Starkville.
Well, Mike Leach is pulling it off. He signed top 300 quarterback or top 300 player, Sawyer Robertson, 6 foot, 385 pounder out of Lubbock, Texas. 6 foot three, 185 pounder.
You said 6 foot, 385 pounder. I was like, 385 at 6 feet tall?
He's one of the top
Lord of mercy.
One of the top pocket passers in the country.
Is that going to be his highest recruited or highest touted quarterback signee of all time?
Well, it's Mississippi State's second highest prospect since 2015.
Mm.
So
not bad.
I want to cross reference kind of his rankings on these other sites, but it's weird to me. You know, like I love that Mike Leach is in the SEC now. I mean, it gives us like watching Mississippi State play random other teams I don't care about is going to be more fun because of it.
Yeah, they were kind of a throwaway team for years.
But if my son was a big-time quarterback, mm-hmm. with all the stories that have come out about Mike Leach and how the quarterback stuff's weird, I know that the stats will be good. Mm-hmm. I know Gardner Minshew is at least doing it in the NFL, but I just wonder what I really want my kid to go play for Mike Leach. I mean, I love the story. I love Leach as a coach. I just don't. I mean, just some of the randomness. I mean, they've done this.
Well,
whole,
you're not talking about the Craig James stuff. You're talking about wild.
Yeah,
his,
yeah.
Okay.
Like these quarterbacks are like, yeah, we have a meeting every week, and you know, I would get mad at one of the walk-ons because he would always ask a question right at the end of the meeting, and that would extend the meeting for another hour as Mike Leach gave us his opinion on, you know, French resistance fighters in World War II or whatever the case is, you know,
mm-hmm.
or aliens for, you know, like just anything. I think it was Wes Welker that one time said, yeah, Leach would talk before games in the locker room. We would just all sit around not listening and then run out and play. Like, it's kind of
never
like,
short on words is Mike Leach.
Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like I feel like it's kind of like the crazy uncle. Like, yeah, he's fun to hang out with and for one weekend a year, but like, you wouldn't want to live with the guy. You know what I'm saying? Like,
mm-hmm.
No,
I think it's well said.
Yeah. But apparently it's working. Sawyer Robertson, he's a...
I mean, it is the SEC. There's some, you know...
His kids...
There's some draw. Again, it's also Starkville, but they can't visit, so it's perfect.
A top 10 pro-style quarterback in the composite and in 24/7 sports. 0.9332. I feel like that's a high four-star.
One in Stripes says you had him thinking that Jared Lorenzen had a illegitimate son in Lubbock.
No, this guy's just normally...
Rest in peace.
Size skinny kid.
He's got KJ Costello for this year.
Mm-hmm.
Former Stanford quarterback transferred in.
True. Yeah, I mean, this kid.
He had another guy.
It doesn't even matter who he has. Like, they're, you know what I mean?
He's actually kind of stacking the room up because there was a guy that was choosing between Mississippi State and Washington State, ended up going to Mississippi State, but then obviously so did Leach.
So he got him anyway, basically?
Yeah.
Huh, I didn't know that.
Well, this kid has... I mean, he's got offers from a lot of places, like Texas, you know. I mean, some good schools, USC and that's one more. Anyway, but he has a Washington State offer, which looked kind of weird because there's not me. And I was like, well, Leach probably been recruiting this kid out of Leach probably knows somebody that knows somebody that knows somebody from Lubbock where Texas Tech was all the way back from his days there.
Oh, 100%.
And then
could be his high school
was
or
working this kid from Jump Street to go to Washington State. Now he's in Mississippi State, and it's the whole thing.
It's a lot easier to get kids to go to Mississippi from Texas than it is from Texas to Washington.
I would agree.
There you go.
But good for Mike Leach.
I mean,
it's unfortunate that the first year with he and Kiffin at the Mississippi schools were in this, you know, quarantine and some uncertainty around the season. But one day, eventually, we will get the full show of Mississippi coaches in the SEC West.
I mean, if they do push the season back, it'll suck on the front end, but it's kind of like I don't know, it's kind of like pushing through and working extra, and then you get like a longer weekend. Like, can you imagine if you had a spring college football season and then you turned around and had the next season in the fall? Like, they were talking about starting the season
in
January.
It'd be good for us. It'd be pretty awesome. Like, no off season, basically. Yeah.
Like, the season's like January, February, March, and then it's like
championships in April. Spring practice.
Right.
Yeah.
It'd be pretty wild.
I guess it'd be summer practice. They'd summer probably practice, back it up. Yeah. Early summer practice, a couple months off, then boom.
I don't know if they'd actually do that, but it'd be better than... I mean, they're talking about like how it would ruin these universities' whole budget if they can't have a season at some point.
Yeah, I got some inside info that apparently D1 coaches, higher-ups, are pretty confident that they're not going to cancel football season. They would just postpone it as long as they had to before ever actually just saying, nope, no football. Which I feel like if you push the season back for a year, you've basically canceled it, though.
No, you have to squeeze it in, right?
Like, yeah, I don't know.
Yeah.
Just like you said, play two in a year.
We'll come back. We'll kick off hour two next.